Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Gabe.
We're here today to talk about conspiracies, and not just because we like conspiracies or think they're interesting or bizarre.
They're flying around.
They are ripping around the world right now, and they're a huge source of misinformation, disinformation. In studio to talk with us more about that is our DW SciTech colleague, Yulia Fagin. Yulia, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Yulia. Hi.
Yulia, what is it? Why now? Why is there so much garbage, so many bad ideas being propagated right now? What's going on?
A crisis is always the perfect breeding ground for conspiracy theories because it's a time of uncertainty, chaos. This is when conspiracy theories, have their best times.
And that, so when nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, and that is what I try to remember when I talk to family members or friends who are very, I don't know, likely to believe conspiracy theories, or to at least doubt that the official version is correct. Conspiracy theories always deliver more explanation, more truth, and the truth. I mean,
there are people in your family who believe this stuff.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yes, that's why I started to research the whole topic. I wanted to give my family members, my loved ones, something that so that they, when they read something or hear something, maybe be a bit more aware.
You wanted to
the
give them a vaccine against conspiracy theories, basically.
Try and help them.
Yeah, that's what I tried.
And did that work?
Yeah, I hope so. At least they are not confronting me all the time with new YouTube videos.
What was in some of these videos?
The main message was, it's not that bad. The virus is not that bad. It's not more dangerous than the influenza virus, for example.
Yulia, did you have a chance to talk to any experts as part of your research on this topic?
Yeah. I talked to Roland Imhoff, who is a social and legal psychologist at the University of Mainz. And his research also focuses on conspiracy theories. And we talked about some characteristics that conspiracy theories usually have. So what he said is that, of course, always check your source. Be critical in all directions. So if you're critical towards the mainstream media, why not towards someone who's
a random guy sitting in his basement
with a YouTube video.
With his socks on.
Yeah, and then a characteristic of a conspiracy theory usually is that there are no coincidences. Everything is intertwined somehow with everything. And if you listen to professional virologists, what you hear from them is, oh, we don't know that yet. We have no explanation for that yet.
So one bit of advice would be then just to be okay with not knowing.
Yes,
right,
definitely.
Now. Yeah. Just give it a bit. Be patient.
Yeah,
but the knowledge will eventually come. And you don't need to come up with an intricate way of understanding something that at the moment we cannot understand.
And that's advice aimed at the people who believe conspiracy theories. But how about you, Leah? Do you have anything for the people, all our listeners out there, who have friends, family members who are believing junk science? Based on your experience with your family members, what works, what doesn't, what can they do?
I mean, with my family members, I what I always did was when they sent me a video that seemed to be very suspicious to me, I did the research for them. So I checked the channel, I checked the person, I said, okay, look, this might be a professor or a doctor, but with no relevant publications at all. I mean, if I want to have a brain surgery, I would definitely go to a brain
surgeon
to ask, how does that work? Is it dangerous? I would not go to my hairdresser.
Or your chiropractor.
Yeah,
but if your hairdresser has a really good idea for what to do with your brain. Do you mind me asking, Yulia, how your relationship is going with those people in your family, your friends who are giving you this stuff?
It's getting better. I don't know exactly why. Maybe because I said some very clear things about how that makes me feel as someone who is working for the mainstream media. Those people are definitely criticizing all the time. Always understand the function of conspiracy theories. And the function is to give security. So people who tend to believe in those theories, they usually feel quite insecure. So if you take those problems seriously, maybe you can understand your family members and friends better without taking their passion for conspiracy theories seriously.
Now, these are uncertain times.
No, and it's virology, immunology, infection rates, reproduction rates, it's all really complicated.
It's a lot
of information to hold on to. It's a whole lot easier to say, nope, it's just not happening. But Yulia, thank you for giving us a couple of tips, our listeners a couple of tips on what they can do with family friends who believe conspiracy theories.
You're welcome.
And good luck.
Thank you. You too.